Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, a big whoopsie from President Biden we got to share with you. But if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Hey, join WSRE for Fiesta. Go to WSRE.org to get your tickets to La Fiesta del Vino y la Comida. This is their annual wine and food classic featuring local chefs, live music, and special guest Alejandro Ramos, the host of The Great American Recipe on PBS. So once again, go to WSRE.org.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The January 6th committee has now voted to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. During today's hearing, the Democrat-controlled panel said the former president was the driving force behind the Capitol incident January 6th. And, of course, he can refuse to comply with the subpoena or invoke his Fifth Amendment rights to refuse to answer questions if he chooses. The illegal immigrants that were on that infamous flight now to Martha's Vineyard may get to stay in the United States for the long term. Their attorney pressing for what are called U visas. Apparently, they're reserved for the victims of crime. Rachel Self says the sheriff in San Antonio has already signed off on the certification, and if it gets approved, could lead to green cards and even citizenship. An American veteran has died fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. Dane Partridge's sister telling CNN today he'd been in Ukraine since April. The Idaho native was helping to clear trenches when his group was ambushed by Russian vehicles and they were caught in a firefight. Bobby, the story it seems like everybody's talking about today, the life in prison without parole verdict for Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz, came as a shock to a lot of people. One of those people, legal analyst Mark Eigler. He calls it a colossal win for the defense against all odds.
Like most people, I'm stunned at the outcome. I thought for sure these jurors would find that the aggravating factors, meaning the reasons for death, outweighed the mitigating circumstances, meaning the reasons why he should live.
And he says the bottom line is it's really a type of situation where it only takes one juror to find that Cruz should just spend the rest of his life in prison. That's exactly what happened. Of course, we've been getting the reactions all day from just about everybody, it seems.
Yeah, I saw Governor DeSantis was not very happy with this decision at all. And it does, you know, there was actually a thought process I had, which was the defense for Nicholas Cruz was saying the reason why he shouldn't get the death penalty is because he suffers from basically alcohol fetal syndrome. And so I guess the alcohol fetal syndrome or whatever that he suffers from has given him violent tendencies and has even made him, I guess, a bit of a psychopath. And so they're like, so because he has this mental disorder that is not his fault, he should not get the death penalty. And I was thinking, are they going to charge his mother then? I mean, if it's alcohol fetal syndrome and it's not his fault, like, are they going to go after his mother for making him this way? I'm just like, is it, because this is what we're finding nowadays, is this, you know, this road, like, they just, it doesn't stop. Everybody has to get, it's starting to get, I guess, the lens put on them. We've seen it in other shooting situations where the parents were arrested. I'm actually surprised this was one that's not, especially being that now this is their defense. When their defense is, well, couldn't help it because he was born this way because of that. It's like, well, okay. And plus, I've never understood that whole mentality either personally of like, well, somebody has a mental disorder, so we can't give them the death penalty. Like, why not? That makes them even more dangerous. What you're telling me is this person does not have the capability of knowing to respect life. That's what you're telling me. And you want to keep that person alive. It doesn't make any sense to me. But okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slow traffic on 98. This is going to be in Gulf Breeze proper. We have some spotty traffic at your lights, and that's going to continue if you're moving eastbound into Tiger Point on 98 in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down. Also looking good on Woodbine Road, Chemuckla Highway, as well as Berry Hill Road. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, President Biden's big whoopsie. Whoopsie. I'll tell you what it is coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the other day, I saw this story, and I actually didn't think anything of it. President Biden was in Colorado, and he designated an area of Colorado, Camp Hale, as a national monument. And apparently he used the Antiquities Act to designate Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument on Tuesday. It's an act from 1906 that gives the president the authority to designate lands as national monuments. So he did that to that area. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't even read the story about it. I just saw that he did it. And I was like, okay, he's in Colorado making a national monument in the Rockies. All right, interesting. Turns out the Ute tribe, U-T-E, they learned about the designation just 4 days before the press conference. And apparently he worked with other tribes in making this a national monument, but never reached out to the Ute tribe. The Ute tribe has now come out and said, it's a disgrace to our ancestors to exclude the tribe in the care and protection of these burial sites. Burial what? That's right. Apparently Camp Hale was the home for the Ute Indian tribe's band before it was forced off the land in 1880. They now are living on reservations in northeastern Utah, not even near this Camp Hale location anymore, but that used to be their traditional lands. They were forced off those traditional lands, and now the president has made their old traditional lands a national monument. So, yeah, they go on and said, basically they said he's not living up to his commitment to honor tribal sovereignty. They said, these new monuments are an abomination and demonstrate manifest disregard and disrespect for the Ute tribe, their treaty rights, and sovereign status. Youch!
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn. But I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, but I couldn't.
Hey, and welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we've got a... I do want to talk a little bit about the... I guess the war in Ukraine, potential red lines with the war in Ukraine. But the... Yeah, so I want to talk about that here in just after the sports hit. The Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk of Pensacola is October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration is at 8, walk is at 9. Register today, though, on our website, newsradio923.com. So while you're at our website, you can, of course, listen to the live stream. But you can also listen to the live stream by downloading our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. As News Radio Pensacola in your app store. While you're there, you can if you don't catch this show, you can listen to the podcasts of this show or Pensacola Morning News or even Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The top three stories here for you going on in the news. January 6th committee has subpoenaed Trump, or at least they've voted to subpoena Trump. And I said, didn't I say like 30 minutes ago, I'm surprised Trump hasn't already come out and Trump's social media and blasted it. Well, now he has. He says, why didn't the unselect committee ask me to testify months ago? Why did they wait until the very end, the final moments of their last meeting? Because this committee is a total bust that has only served to further divide the country, but which, by the way, is doing very badly. They're a laughingstock all over the world. Yeet. Okay. So there is Trump's response to the committee subpoenaing him. And then there's other top three stories here. Inflation has risen to 8.2%, and it's at a 40-year high for core costs, a 40-year high. And then final top three stories, the Supreme Court has ruled against intervening in the lawsuit with pertaining to the special master and the Mar-a-Lago documents. The Supreme Court has ruled they're just not going to intervene. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NFL tonight, Thursday Night Football, 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. You got the Washington Commanders, who are 1-4, taking on the Chicago Bears, who are 2-3. And, you know, I was talking about this before with the NFL this year. I mean, you look at this, you go, okay, 1-4 team and against a 2-3 team. Yeah, so it's a bunch of losing teams. This year, like, it's a very, like, this 1-4 Washington Commanders are in the toughest division. They're about the only division that has a bunch of winning teams. The Eagles are undefeated. Cowboys are 4-1. Giants are 4-1. But pretty much other divisions, almost every team is like 3-2 or 2-3. So it's there's only a handful of teams that are playing outstanding. The Buffalo Bills being one. I mentioned the Eagles already. The Minnesota Vikings. And that's about it. They're the only teams that have only one loss. All the rest of them have two or three losses or four. So it's a year this year. We got a lot of parity going on in the NFL. Anyway, so tonight, Washington Commanders taking on Chicago Bears. NBA preseason is on NBA TV with Memphis Grizzlies against Detroit Pistons. And then on ESPN, let me get to NHL hockey. NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network. It's going to be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. Then we got college football. So with college football tonight, starting off, we got a lot of games actually. So starting off at 6 o'clock on FS1, Baylor takes on West Virginia. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, Temple takes on Central Florida. And on ESPN2 at 6:30 is Morgan against North Carolina Central. What is this? North Carolina Central. That's what it is. That's weird. So there you go. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This afternoon, our roads are looking good. Nothing to slow you down on Blue Angel. Both directions moving nicely. Lillian Highway, Fairfield, and Mobile Highway all checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down that's out of the ordinary on the 3 Mile Bridge or Garson Point Bridge. And you will see your typical afternoon traffic leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns near the Nature Preserve. 98 throughout Navarre. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic in Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is... I forgot about the Major League Baseball game. So the Houston Astros are leading the Seattle Mariners right now, 3-2, top of the seventh inning. That game is on TBS. In other sports, the ALDS game 2 between the Guardians and the Yankees is going to be postponed until Friday. Then Memphis, University of Memphis, has finalized an extension with Anthony Hardaway through the 2028 season. Phil Mickelson says that LIV golf is on the rise while PGA Tour is declining. We mentioned the other day that Dustin Johnson has already made $30 million in just six events. And so, you know, that's what LIV is about. Is you're going to make a lot more money playing fewer events. Qatar World Cup is going to have zones for fans to sober up. If fans get too unruly, they'll remove the fan from the stadium, take them over to this sobering up area, let the fans sober up, and then they can go sit back down again. That's kind of funny, actually. In the NFL, Dan Snyder thinks that he's protected by the dirt that he has on Roger Goodell and the other owners, and they won't vote him out. They like won't vote to have him sell the team. And then Tom Brady on the roughing the passer penalty says, look, I miss throws, refs miss calls. Carson Wentz is dealing with a biceps tendon strain. Aaron Rodgers missed practice today due to a thumb injury. He said he'll be fine by Sunday. The Broncos quarterback, Russell Wilson, his shoulder's getting better every day. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I saw this story here that nuclear fears are starting to rise, not just in the country, but worldwide. That this talk about Russia and Vladimir Putin willing or possibly willing to resort to nuclear weapons has made people start to realize, like, okay, if this thing becomes real, it's, you know, we have to do anything we can to avoid nuclear war. In fact, I don't know if you saw this video about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at she's at a town hall, and she's being yelled at by supporters there. I don't know if they're her supporters, but whatever. They're being yelled at. She's being yelled at because they feel like she's not doing enough to stop nuclear war. That anything we do right now at this point to support Ukraine is going to embolden Russia to use their nuclear weapons, and then that will start a nuclear war. One thing that stood out to me was this one guy yelling because she's trying to calm him down and everything, and he's yelling, and at one point he just yells back, none of that's going to matter if we're all dead. Like, this guy had you could feel the fear inside his chest going all the way down his body. This guy was petrified that nuclear war was going to become just as bad as COVID. Pensacola, I'm just joking. That was a joke. But I'm serious, though. What we're finding, though, is people are petrified that nuclear war is going to start right now. And they're starting to get a little hysterical about it. So that has started a conversation about, okay, what are the red lines? What are the red lines? Where's the definitely we have to support Ukraine, or definitely we have to walk away because we don't want nuclear war? And there's becoming more sentiment in America of people saying, just abandon Ukraine. Let Russia have them. Or, you know, okay, we're not necessarily going to abandon them, but, like, we're not going to give them any more money, not going to give them any more weapons or anything like that. And because it's not worth having nuclear war for Ukraine. That's basically the sentiment I'm starting to hear from a lot of people. At the same time, I'm hearing from others saying, if we would get involved with Ukraine, like physically, like send troops, send planes, stuff like this, then we're actually involved and Russia would know, oh, U.S. is involved now. We're not going to use nuclear weapons because then U.S. will use them against us. I don't know, man. There's a lot of questions dealing with that. I still feel like we've probably already done a lot. I don't really know if we should be doing very much more, but, you know, it's definitely something that's going to be coming up a lot in the coming future. By the way, here's the countries that sided with Russia in the UN vote on Ukraine annexations. So 193 people, 193 members, 143 voted in favor of the resolution, criticizing them. 35 abstained, and then you had Syria, North Korea, Belarus, and Nicaragua, who basically joined Russia in opposing those votes. But 35 others abstained, meaning they were like, They probably were like, well, we want to agree with you, but we don't want to offend Russia, or vice versa. We want to agree with Russia, but we don't want to offend you. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry.
That's cool right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Also looking good throughout Milton and Pace on Highway 90. 9th Avenue north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola looking good. You will see some slow traffic on Brent Lane. This is if you're in the westbound direction going towards North Palafox Street. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Those devastated by Hurricane Ian need help. If you text DISASTER to 20222 or visit floridadisasterfund.org, you can make a donation. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, two stranded boaters were rescued this week after days at sea floating on a raft. Now, this was all thanks to some Good Samaritans on a commercial tugboat. That tugboat crew apparently came across the stranded boaters Tuesday afternoon. And the stranded boaters said they had been at sea since Saturday. Apparently, their boat sank out on the Gulf. The pair had been shooting off rescue flares looking for help. Finally, on their sixth flare, they got that help. The tugboat Linda Morgan rescued the boaters, called the Coast Guard. And so reportedly now the boaters have been taken to a hospital here in Pensacola and are in stable condition.
Oh, okay. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this. 50% of Americans said they would eat more vegetables if they tasted better. So you mean like if they tasted like cookies and ice cream? Like it just doesn't taste at all like a hamburger. I don't know why. I don't want to have this at all. It doesn't taste anything like a steak, chicken nuggets. Oh, my goodness. 60% are interested in bite-sized snacks to get more veggies in their diet. Only 25% think frozen vegetables are just as nutritious as fresh. I thought that was pretty wild. Only 25% think that frozen is actually better than most of the stuff you get at the stores, because the stores, it was picked early. They let it ripe on the truck, ripen on the truck while they drove it in boxes and things like that. The frozen vegetables, it's like, oh, it's ripe now. Let's harvest it and immediately flash freeze it. And so it's actually more nutritious many times, especially more nutritious than anything you get out of a can, but even more nutritious than what you can get at a in the so-called fresh section. Unless, of course, you go to the farmer's market or something like that. That's the best. That's the best way to get it. More than a third of respondents struggle with how to prepare vegetables in new and interesting ways. And then 64% said 1 to 3 veggies goes bad every week in their fridge before they use them. 64%. They're just like, yeah, I bought them. I had good intentions. Every time I opened up the fridge, I was like, where's the pudding? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, speaking of which, there is a new product that is just hitting the shelves. It's from Kellogg's, I guess. It's called Eggnog. Eggnog. It's Eggo waffle flavored eggnog. Huh? Yeah. So you already get your eggnog, which is already a very unique flavor in and of itself. Now you can get an Eggo flavored eggnog. This is weird. This is just weird. Apparently it's also alcoholic. 40% proof, so it's 20% alcohol. They partnered in a distillery for it. That's right. They got, and they have like the Eggo like logo on this thing and everything. They call it Appalachian Sipping Cream. Okay. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got your top three stories. Plus, we'll talk about Nicholas Cruz getting life in prison. That's coming up next.